Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sounds Mike Vrabel after the game on Milton Williams, who since has been placed on IR. He's going to miss 4 games, 5 weeks with the bye week in there.
Yeah, this is the thing that's really flying in the face of everything coming up Patriots.
Right, it's not all coming up Patriots.
No,
like,
that's
they're not 100% healthy.
It's true. I wonder if and wondered earlier, it was initially reported as a high ankle sprain, but the fact that he's on IR has me a little suspect about whether or not that's exactly what it is. I said earlier you typically miss like 3 weeks for a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
That is that's fantasy football knowledge, Keith, is what I would say.
Oh, good stuff.
But
good intel.
Here's what I didn't really factor in. And we got a lot of texts about this. I think it's fair after doing minimal research on it. I mean, Milton Williams isn't exactly Jahmyr Gibbs or like some running back size guy.
No, he's a hoss.
So I was trying to do research on bigger players.
Hoss of the week. Oh, you're doing research on bigger players?
Yes. Joe Alt?
Yep.
Out for the year now, high ankle sprain.
Hmm.
Okay. Now he needs a surgery. I don't know that Milton Williams needs a surgery.
All right.
I saw DeForest Buckner miss 5 weeks last year with a high ankle sprain. So maybe that's a closer timetable for a guy of Milton Williams' frame. All I can tell you is Mac Jones missed, what, 3 games? CeeDee Lamb didn't go on IR with a high ankle sprain. So, like, at least skill position players, I don't pretend to know as much about the track record with a larger frame. And maybe they're just like, we're 9-2. Get yourself right, and you'll be fine. I was surprised to see him go on IR in a vacuum for a high ankle sprain. Never mind.
Yeah.
When you have the bye week in the middle of it, there's an extra week already. And I just wonder if it's worse than what is even out there.
Yeah,
I would hope I'm wrong about that, but that's what I'm wondering.
And when the injury happened, you're like, all right, well, maybe that's sort of like the one benefit of Thursday night football. You know, you sort of start that week a little bit earlier. So
that's
I'm thinking like he has kind
like
of a
another
week
half week too.
And even still, they decided to err on the side of caution. They would never come out and say this, but maybe it is your point about, all right, we're 9-2. We kind of are ahead of the curve here. And so even though the expectation now is playoffs and being ready for playoffs, well, let's make sure this guy is good to go. We're not going to see, like, test him out there in 2 weeks and be like, oh, you can't really go. And then that just, there goes the season for him.
I also would say it doesn't really feel like they're missing a roster spot anywhere in there. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I look at their inactives every week. I don't know, like, how urgent it is to get the roster spot. If you thought he could play, like, putting it a different way, if you thought he could play against Buffalo or Baltimore, I would personally want the option for that. I want to rush him out there.
But this way you can really...
But if he's cleared and he's good, I would like him in one of those games. And,
yeah,
you know, not risk, quote-unquote, losing a roster spot.
I don't know. Maybe it's just more of a, all right, we're not even going to have him, like, try to push it. Like, we're telling you right now, like, you
don't
are not playing for these games. So if you just want to ice it for, like, a week straight and don't even do anything, like, I guess you're now afforded that. So, because they have 2 games, then they have the bye week, and then they have 2 more games. So, if the IR rules are 4 games, unfortunately, that means he's out against both Buffalo and Baltimore. But he could theoretically be back 2 games to go before the playoffs. So, it's not like even the playoffs would be his first game. So, yeah, this is not ideal. I think he's clearly such a big part of their defense and has been living up to the contract in every way. But, yeah, they're going to have you know, whether it's Tonga or whoever else, someone's gonna have to step up and be and play a lot more.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they have some depth there.
They do. They have a few guys that have flashed.
You know, between Tonga and Barmore, although Barmore's been dinged up at various points this year, I think they have enough depth on the interior to get through 4 weeks, assuming Milton Williams is back for the playoffs. So obviously that's what you want. You want him healthy and ready to go for the playoffs. I just wonder if they put him immediately on IR, especially the way Vrabel was talking about it after the game. Like, Vrabel almost made it sound like he could have gone back in. In fact,
well,
he
was standing on the sideline for a while,
he
right?
He did go back in after he initially, yep. He got hurt on the opening series. He did go back in.
Yeah.
He was standing on the sidelines. He was like out there high-fiving guys coming off the field. Vrabel made it sound like he could have gone back in, and now he's on IR?
Yeah.
Like, to me, something doesn't quite add up there.
Well, especially because this team earlier, they already showed you, if they think they can get the guy back sooner, they won't put him on IR. Like, so Christian Gonzalez, which we spent a lot of time on the first month of the season.
Good point.
Didn't go on IR and missed three games. So, really, they ended up making the right call. Like, they went with one guy less on their 53-man for 3 weeks, but then they didn't have to wait till week five. They got him to make his debut week four. So, like, that kind of worked for him, but with this one, they're going the other way. Like, they're just immediately putting him on the shelf, and we won't see him for a while.
Yeah, I'm not even saying what the Patriots are doing is wrong.
No, no,
My fear would be, from the way Vrabel was talking about it, we just played it for you after the game, it sounded like he could go back in. Now he's missing 5 weeks?
Yeah, I don't think he could have gone back in.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not worse than they initially thought or that they're letting on, because he is a, obviously, significant piece of the Patriots and this show, Keith.
We liked
talking to him on Friday.
We learned a lot about him this year.
And we're not going to be doing that. Well, fortunately, we figured it all out right before he got hurt. We did a nice deep dive on Milton Williams, and we got all that intel right before he got hurt.
Well, he'll have more time. I mean, if he still wants to join the show, he's welcome.
Oh, that's true. He was scheduled to join us this Friday. He is, you know, Aaron and Stacey, if you're out there listening.
Yeah, we'll have him on.
He is still welcome on the program if you want him to join us on a Patriots Friday. Meanwhile, it's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe with Milton Williams, Keefe. Let's say he's back.
Mm-hmm.
He's healthy. They're ready to go for the postseason. Is it a championship caliber defense with Milton Williams?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, that's another thing from this weekend watching all the other teams. It's not just, you know, the skill position guys. It's also watching all the defenses, and some certainly a lot better than others. I don't think the Buffalo defense, for example, staying in the division and your one true rival, I don't think there are any great shakes.
Good point.
I think you could make the argument here where the schedule comes in and they haven't exactly played a murderer's row. I get it. So them being fifth in points allowed. All right. Like, you've played some bad quarterbacks. Okay. But you've also played 11 games. This isn't just like three games against Cam Ward. Like, you played 11 games.
And their run defense, Williams is a huge part of that, but their run defense has shut people down all year.
And great running backs. Like, legitimately great running backs have been held to under 50 yards. They obviously have that opening drive thing, which is bizarre, but they've been able to overcome it just about every single time. Even in like their loss against the Steelers, like, not really putting that on the defense when the offense turns it over five times. So I've liked what I've seen from the defense. I think, especially if Milt Williams comes back, between Williams and Barmore, that's as good of a duo on the defensive line probably in the league. Gonzalez and Davis, I've been a little underwhelmed with Davis, but I still love that cornerback duo. I thought they could have maybe improved a little bit more at safety at the deadline. They chose not to do that, but
a lot of people felt like edge rusher, and you saw Jalen Phillips again last night was an absolute monster for Philly games since they got him.
Oh, he's been awesome. But yeah, but the Pats just don't have a lot of depth there, but like the guys that they play are good. Like, I have no problem with the guys right now that are out there. So, no, one of the many reasons for the turnaround, right? Like, it's you go from 4-13 to 9-2. Yeah, a lot of it's Drake May, but it can't all be Drake May. Like, this defense is dramatically different. So, yeah, I think it's a championship defense.
So, Mike Reese had a couple of nitpicks in his Sunday notes, which I like. I like evil Mike Reese.
Well, it can't all be great.
He said, other than the obvious injuries, what potential pitfalls could the Patriots face for the rest of the way? One you just referenced, Keith, slow starts on defense. We talked about that a ton. They are tied for the NFL lead, allowing six touchdowns on opening drives. He had two more nitpicks. One was on defense, one on offense. Limited ball disruption, Keith.
Oh, boy.
They're not turning teams over. That was part of the oath I took with marriage, I think. one forced turnover over the past three games, and it was a bad jet snap when Fields kicked it to him. That's the only turnover they have in the last three games. I guess I didn't realize that until I was reading Reese. So there are some questions about defense. Slow starts, they're not turning you over. You mentioned they haven't faced a lot of good quarterbacks. I'm not going to say they can't win a Super Bowl because of this defense, but I have a lot more questions on that side of the ball than I do on offense for the Patriots and them being championship caliber.
Yeah, but I do think it's close. Like, so you would argue the offense is better than the defense?
Yeah. Like, I'm much more confident in the Patriots scoring a bunch of points against Buffalo or scoring a bunch of points against the Ravens. I'm less confident in the defense getting stops.
Yeah, I get what... Because that first drive is, like, so just, like, ingrained in your head and your memory. Because the other team makes it look so easy almost every week. But then for the rest of the game, they shut it down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, like, I don't know how to square that away either. So just looking at points per game and yards per game, right? The defense, as I said, was fifth in points allowed, eighth in yards allowed. The offense is seventh in points scored and ninth in yards. So, like, when you look at that, okay, that kind of is a wash. So then you just base on, like, watching it. I guess I probably do have slightly more confidence in the offense, but I don't think it's one
but
of those
it's close
teams-
for you.
It is close for me.
Yeah, I guess it's close.
Yeah,
for me,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of those teams just because, like, where the Patriots just snuff out the run, I'm not as confident that the Patriots can run when they want to. They've had a couple of games where, like, Henderson's ripped a run here or there, but if they need that to, if they need that against the team, I don't know if they have it. Like, they might be forced to have Drake May throw it, which, again, they can also win it that way if need be.
617-779-7937. The other issue that Reese cited was red zone offense, where they have not been great. 60% in the red zone, 23 touchdowns on 39 trips. So that's another area they can improve on. Matt is waiting patiently in Dallas. Hello,
all
Matt.
Right. Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
You know what? I compare you guys to what I went through when Dak Prescott came into the league. Dak came into the league. He was a quarterback that wasn't drafted, wasn't as a top five. He was a top four. They went 13-3. The team was coming off a schedule where they had got a last place team schedule, and they did what they were supposed to do. They ended up falling into a quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
They kicked their ass in the playoffs.
Yeah, so Matt, we actually talked about this a little bit last week. He confused me with the Dak Prescott stuff. He said top 4 or 5 pick. I think he meant
fourth round pick.
I think he meant rounds.
Yeah, but he won that job. And Ezekiel Elliott was their first round pick that year and was a house of fire.
May was a very highly drafted quarterback, so I really didn't get the comparison there. But we referenced another story from Reese last week. The Patriots had 4 wins a year ago. They won 9 of their first 11. They're one of 3 teams to do that. One of them was the 2016 Dallas Cowboys, who went 13-3 and lost their first playoff game against Aaron Rodgers. Dak Prescott was also a second-year quarterback in 2016.
No,
or he did
a rookie year.
I'm sorry, he did it in his first 2 years. You're right. Where he came out and won eight straight games in their first 2 years, which is also similar to May. May's year 2, Prescott was a rookie. So there are some parallels to that Dallas team. But Prescott was a fourth-round rookie. Drake May was the 3rd overall pick in year 2.
Yeah, no, it's different. I don't know if he's just saying, like, oh, they had an easy schedule, so they got there. They didn't go to the divisional round. You know, like that's, I don't think that's the end of the world.
They had the bye. So the format was a little different, right? I think two teams got byes then. The Patriots are going to maybe be one team getting a bye week, but Dak didn't win a playoff game that year.
They lost to Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. And was that like a, probably an MVP season for him? Like, I don't even remember. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's really a ton of shame in
that. It also was close. I don't think Dallas, like, didn't prove themselves.
They lost by three.
They lost 34-31.
And then they followed that up the next year by going 9-7 and missing the playoffs. But then the year after that, they bounced back and went 11-5 to the divisional round. So I know it's not been, like, a history of winning over the last 30 years for Dallas. They haven't been to an NFC championship game since 95. So that's – but I don't really get the – is he – the point that they're going to fall off a cliff?
I think so. Okay. That's how I took it.
Dak also shattered his ankle or whatever, so there's that.
It's fool's gold, as a wise man once said.
Oh.
I think that's that was my interpretation.
All right, would you rather...
The Cowboys comparison. I can't imagine that's a flattering comparison.
I know it's not Wednesday yet, but would you rather...
Yes.
...have Mike Vrabel as your head coach or Jason Garrett?
Ooh, I would take Vrabel in that scenario.
Okay.
I would.
Maybe another difference between the two franchises.
Let's not blow it up before Wednesday, though.
Sorry.
Sit on that good stuff. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback here coming up. We'll get back to Bill Belichick, his statement out of nowhere. Apparently, guys, NFL teams, don't even ask Bill Belichick.
No.
He's not interested. He doesn't want your job. He's committed to UNC.
Very committed.
Don't pay attention to that buyout. No. That he has at North Carolina. We'll circle back to that. And we should get to Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Very interesting answer about some of these players getting second chances in New England, how hungry they are to not blow this opportunity. And I think he was talking about himself in some ways. So we'll get to Mike Vrabel, his appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.